We're going to talk about various minhagei avelus that people seem to have on Shabbos Chazon, which seems unusual because normally the halacha is that we're not knowing avelus befarhesya on Shabbos. Even if a person is in the middle of sitting Shiva, when it comes to Shabbos, everything is stopped in terms of avelus befarhesya. Privately, there are issues of avelus, but certainly in any public setting, there is no avelus. So generally, that is the rule. Yet, we do find that a number of minhagim that are pretty widespread in Klal Yisrael that distinguish Shabbos Chazon from a regular Shabbos. And the question is this a violation of Avelus Befarhesya? So, for example, there are those that don't wear big day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. There are Rishonim, the Arzarua, and Hilchas Tishbav, Simon Tav Tazayin, and the Mordechai, in Tainus Ramas Tav Reish Lamed Hey, that you shouldn't be Machlif Begadim, just the Ketones Bulvad, and the rest of the Begadim you don't change into Shabbos clothing, and that's what Ramah Paskins in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Aleph, and he says that a Bris Mila, which is from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tishbav, during the 9 days, the minig is that the Mol and the Baal Bris, the Avia Ben, wear big day Shabbos, but Balavach it's going to be Aser. And then the Rama adds, and even in Shabbos Shal Chazon, Ein Machlif and Lilbosh big day Shabbos, Hi Maktonis Levad. That even Shabbos Chazon, you only change one Beged into a Beged Shabbos, but the other Begadim you don't have big day Shabbos. The Maimor Mordechai says, Ein Kein Minhagenu. That's not our minag, Ela Ein Meshadin Shabbos and Mishar Shabbosos. We can't change this Shabbos, make this Shabbos distinct from all other Shabbosos. V'chein kas Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, sof sim tavkov nun beis. In the Mishra Berurah, in Sivkan Vav, he quotes that in Vilna, they were knowing al pi v'gra to wear big day Shabbos, and that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes from his father, from the Chacham Tzvi, that you have to wear big day Shabbos even when Tishva falls on Shabbos. And in the Tshuva Sarad Vaz, chelik beis sim tavreich sadi gimel, he also is cholik on the Pesach of the Ramah, because he says not wearing big day Shabbos is a violation of Avelus Bifarhesya. So the fact that it's even a discussion is really shocking. What do you? Of course it's Avelus Bifarhesya. How is one allowed to do that on Shabbos Chazon? Or, for example, we sing Lechadodi Talei Tzion. Many, many people have the practice. And many communities have the practice of the tune they sing for Lechadodi Talei Tzion, which is very clearly a tune of mourning, more like Akina. We say Haftoros for the 3 weeks, Tlasa de Paranusa, Chazon Yishayo Ben Amotz. Not a very cheerful Haftorah that we're saying. And Dafka, it has nothing to do with the Parsha. It's Dafka for this time of the year that we do it. So my friend Rabbi Yossi Katz pointed me to Tshuvas Maharam Brisk, where the Maharam Brisk, who was a pre-war Transylvanian Rav who was killed with his entire family in Auschwitz-Birkenau after spending the war years being Mechazik people and being Moser Nefesh to put on tefillin each day during those years. So he was killed in the Holocaust together with his entire family. But he wrote a beautiful tshuva sefer called Maharam Brisk, the Tshuvas Maharam Brisk. He was asked about a paroches that a shul used during the Bein HaMetzarim, and the paroches said, embroidered on the paroches was Imesh Kachech Yerushalayim. So there were some people in the shul that said they should take that paroches down for Shabbos and put up the regular paroches for Shabbos, because it's Avelus Befarhesya to leave that paroches up for Shabbos. So that was the topic of the tshuva. So I'm going to go through what the Maharam Brisk responded to that, and then we'll go from there. He started by saying, the Aleitzion tune for Lechadodi is not a problem, because you haven't been Mekabel Shabbos yet when you say Lechadodi. Mizmor Shir is when we're Mekabel Shabbos. The raya to that is, I don't know if you've seen this practice, but in many shuls, most shuls, they have a practice that if someone is sitting Shiva that week from the Kehillah, they go out for the beginning of Kabbalah Shabbos. They're not in the shul at the beginning of Kabbalah Shabbos. And then after the Chadodi, right before Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, there's a communal Nichum Avelim, that the Avel walks in, they give a clap, and they say Nichum Avelim, the Avel walks in, and everyone says Hamakom Yenachem before they say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Why do we do a Dafka right at that moment? Because once Shabbos begins, you're not allowed to be Menachem Avelim. So you see from there that Lechadodi is not yet a Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is only afterwards when we say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. So to say a tuna, to sing a tuna of Aleit Zion is not a violation of Avelus Befarhesya. That's the Prima Gadim explained that notion when it comes to Nichum Avelim. The proof from the fact that we say Chazon in the Eicha tune he says is a strong raya. Why are we using the Echatun for the Haftarah? It seems to be a strong raya that we're not too worried about Avelus Befarasya. And this is such a strong minag that the Magen Avraham in Simresh Pei Beis writes that if you can't find anybody who knows the Echatun, then somebody who already got an aliyah should get maftir, even though it's the second aliyah of the day. Now, we're accustomed to that after a year of COVID where many people have gotten. I know one Balkore used to go around from minion to minion. He got like 35 aliyahs on any given Shabbos. So we're accustomed to that, but you don't realize how unusual that is historically. To give a person a second aliyah, Magen Avraham says better to do that than to have someone who doesn't know how to fulfill this minhag of saying in the Echatun. Apparently, it's not a violation of Avelus Parhesia. The question is, why not? So the Maram Brisk suggests several reasons why we can be makel on these issues. Three reasons about Avelus Parhesia in general, all these minhagim, and two reasons that are unique to his case of the Paroches. Number one, he says, anything that causes Zichron Yerushalayim on any level, b'machshava, b'dibor, or b'maisa, is not a violation of Avelus Befarasya. The raya is, and the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shlach HaKadosh, that we should always say Al Naros Bavel during the week when we bench, except on Shabbos we should say B'shuv Hashem Shiva Sion. We say Shira Malos. So apparently, even on Shabbos, we always mention Shiva Sion, just not B'lashon Kina. So that's a fulfillment of what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Aleph, that Roy Lekol Yirei Shemayim Shia Meitzer V'doig Al Churban Beis HaMikdash, even on Shabbos. And that's apparently not called Avelus Befarasya, just because you're thinking about the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. There are kihilos that say piyutim between Pesach and Shavuos about the Gzeros and Ashkenaz, even though those piyutim, if you look at them, sound a lot like kinos, and they're saying them on Shabbos, because apparently that which relates to Churban Yerushalayim is not considered Avelus Befarasya. Second kula, he says, is that the idea of avelus b'faresia is only for things that an avel is noheg midine avelus, like atifas harosh, kfias hamita, chalitzas hasandal, levishas begadim chadashim, lima torah, meaning the very basics of what an avel has to do during shiva. That an avel requires an atifas harosh. An avel has to do. We're not knowing kfias hamita anymore, but an avel has to do a kfias hamita. He has to not wear leather shoes. He can't wear new clothing. He's not allowed to learn Torah. That's what avelus b'faresia is. When you find poskim use the term avelus b'faresia in connection with other things, argues Maram Brisk, it's only a lashon mushal. It's a borrowed lashon. It's just a melitza that they're using. But strictly speaking, it's not really avelus b'faresia. The Rama in Sim Tavkuf Nun Aleph says that when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, we shouldn't use the parochas of Shabbos. Apparently, he's unconcerned with avelus b'faresia. And then the third kula he has is the tour in Simin Shin Ayin Tes, where the tour writes, he quotes Ramban, that if the entire tzibur is avelim, then we can say birchas avelim even b'Shabbos, because it's considered tzina if all those present are avelim. That's considered to be something that's tzina if everybody that's there is avelim. Meaning in benching, there's something called the birchas avelim that you say you add on to the benching in a shiva house. It's not printed in most benchers. Rav Shachter's children told me that when he was sitting shiva, he pulled out a Shulchan Aruch and read it from the Shulchan Aruch. But it's there is such a thing. So what if everybody around the table are avelim? So then the Torah writes that even on Shabbos you're allowed to say the birchas avelim, because that's still called betzina if everybody is an avel. So the Emar Sham says the same. So it follows that when dealing with Bein HaMetzarim, where everybody is an avel, so then there's no consideration of avelus b'faresia, because when it comes to avelus of Yerushalayim, all of Klal Yisrael is avelim. The problem is that the Bechor Shor and the Radvaz and other gedolim assume that when Tisha B'Av is Chal B'Shabbos, we are concerned with Avelus B'Faresia, but maybe those concerns are only limited to, like we said, the Nihuge Avelus of Atifas HaRosh, of Chiluf Begadim, those kinds of things. Now, the Maram Bis goes on to say that with the Shaila of the Parochas, you have additional reasons to be Mekel, because leaving a Parochas there is all Shevi Al Tase. You're not actually doing anything, you're just leaving it there. Furthermore, the Medrash says that V'Kimosa Samishkan Kimishpato, and it questions V'Chiyesh Mishpat La'etzim, that when we say that you have to put up the Mishkan boards, Kim Mishpato. So what does that mean? Is there judgment of Eitzim? So the Medrash says, Ela Ezo Keresh Azochli Nasim B'Tzafon, Inasim B'Tzafon, B'Darom, Inasim B'Darom. That even the inanimate objects, the boards of the Mishkan, are given the right to belong in certain places. To be, those that are supposed to be in the north are always given the right to have that zuchus of being in the north. And the Yerushalmi derives from this that shtei mishpachos shayilechnim chazakal likanis perishona, that if you have two mishpachos, that one of them has the right to be first in line for whatever the davar shel kedusha might be, then they always get that right. Meaning there is this chazaka that you have, and the post can extrapolate from this that we don't take away the chazaka of anything, even an inanimate object. So like you have a sefer Torah that it's taken off of it, you have to repair the atzei chayim. Let's say the one that was the Eitz Chaim on the right side has to remain the one on the right side, and the one that was on the left side has to remain the one on the left side. So it follows that a parochas that's meant for Bein HaMetzarim is allowed to stay there for the entirety of Bein HaMetzarim. It's muchzak to be the parochas that they use for Bein HaMetzarim. So that's what Maran Brisk writes in the Tshuva. So again, he has all of these reasons to suggest that it's okay in general when it comes to these minhagim. And then he has a couple of reasons that particularly relate to his specific shayla of the parochas. In Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter writes that he was in Boston for Shabbos Chazon. The Rav used to have a lot of Talmidim come with him to Boston for the summer, and they would learn with him in Boston over the summer. So in Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter says that he was in Boston for Shabbos Chazon, and he started, and he was asked to daven for an amud for Kabbalah Shabbos on Shabbos Chazon. So he started the Chadodi in the Alei Tzion tune, and apparently nobody else in the shul knew the tune. In fact, he said that some of the Balabatim afterwards thought that he made up the tune. They said, "Wow, you're like a composer? Did you like?" They had no idea that he was using that tune. So no one was singing along with him. So he said, "Salvechik had Rachmanus," so he sang along with him. So it was a duet. It was Rav Shachter Rav Salvechik singing the Alei Tzion. You have to give me a minute. Singing the Alei Tzion tune. So Rav Shachter deduced from there that the Rav didn't have a problem of Avelis Pefarasia and singing that tune, because he wouldn't have done it if he would have thought it was a problem. So I just wonder if the fact that the Tzibur wasn't familiar with the minhag may be a counterindication that Rav Salvechik normally didn't have that minhag. But then Rav Shachter goes on and he says that he heard that in Brisk and other European cities during the Chazaras Hashatz of Musaf of Shalosh Regalim, when the Chazan got to Bnei Ve'ischal Kvatchila, that they would also say it in the tune of Alei Tzion, which promotes feelings of Avelis. So you see, even on Yontif, where Avelis is even more forbidden than on Shabbos, Shabbos doesn't break Avelis. Yontif breaks Avelis. There's a mitzvah of Simcha in Yontif, not so posh as a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, and still we're not worried about using such a niggun. So such nigunim are not a violation of Avelis Parasya. Rav Aviner, I found online, writes that Upam Shamati She'amru bi Yeshiva University, he said, I heard that they say in Yeshiva University, She'inyan zehu machlokes ben Harav Soloveitchik v'Harav Soloveitchik, that this is a machlokes between Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Soloveitchik. It does not mean that the Rav had a split personality. No, he says that apparently Rav Yoshev Ber Soloveitchik, who we call the Rav, allowed Alei Tzion on Shabbos, but his brother, Hagon Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Asered Alei Tzion on Shabbos. He says, but it's Yadua that the Chazon Ish was again singing L'chadodi in that tune, and he was makbid that they shouldn't read the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon in the tune of Eicha either, because that smacks of Avelis Befarhesia. That's what it says in Per Adar, Chelik Dalet Simu Kuf Sadi Hei, and in Maisa Ish, page Kuf Lamed Dalet, and in Moadim Uzmanim Chelik Hei, Simin Shin Mem Gimel. And that seems like aligned with the Mishabur and Resh Pei Beis, Siv Katan Chav Zayin. However, Rav Yashiv says he doesn't understand about the Shita of the Chazon Ish, because singing Chazon Yishayo in the tune of Eicha is something that you find in Rishonim. There's a Tshuva Sari Vash, Simon Kuf Yer Aleph, and we saw in the Magen Avraham in Reish Pei Beis, Simkot Nidal, that you should give a guy a second aliyah not to be Mishana that minhag. So it's hard to say that the minhag is an invalid minhag, and therefore everyone should continue to follow whatever their particular practices in terms of their community's practice of singing Alei Tzion, singing L'chadodi in that tune, and singing the Haftorah in that tune as well. Okay.